Lila. Welcome to Hell or High Ranch Water.
All right.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, not sometimes, but I'm coming to you from one of your favorite places.
One of my favorite places. Tell them, Lila, where are you?
I'm in Aspen for work, believe it or not.
I mean, I don't know what kind of work, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's unclear. I'll know more in a few hours, But the real winner here is Chad. Chad came with me to a conference in Napa, had a great time by himself. I dropped him off this morning at to go fly fishing for the full day for a one-hour lunch break. I was like, when are you done? Maybe I'll be able to come pick you up. And he's like, well, the first time I'm done at noon, and then I go back out at 1. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Have a blast.
Are you going to go have lunch with him?
Maybe. I don't know.
Lila's at the Aspen.
What my boss wants me to do.
Lila's at the Aspen Ideas Festival. What is that?
Great question. I wish I had the programming.
Like people just get together and talk about their ideas?
This seems kind of wellnessy. There's, you know, like a security aspect, an energy aspect. So I don't know. I'm clearly not at the thing. I went there yesterday to pick up my pass to only find out it was only for the afternoon, which made my morning wildly open.
Nice.
Which enabled me to go on a very brief run because altitude is real here and I'm out of shape.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait for you to hike the Ute Trail.
I mean, I'm hoping we can do it tomorrow. So
it's like,
I'm currently sitting in a closet. A carpeted closet.
It's the best place with a bunch to record.
The best place to record. But it's got, you know, there's no like light to switch to turn on and off. It's just based on if the door is open or closed.
Oh, so one of those. We have those in our house.
Yeah. So I closed the door. I was like, I'm not going to record this in the dark.
Those are terrible things for three-year-olds because they tend to go, in things and shut the door behind them. And then they're in the dark like, what just happened? Our pantry operates that way.
Oh, that's so good.
I know.
So how was your night? You had a Sunday fun day.
We did. We had a Sunday fun day. We had friends over. It was really nice. Different friends came at different times. I wasn't that thrilled yesterday morning when I woke up and realized that I put on the invitation that this party went from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. because...
What?
Yeah, but it was just like, come over anytime and swim. So we like went to Central Market.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite things to do on the weekend. They always have really good samples. And through my sampling, I have discovered this salad dressing called Lillian's. You can use it for actually marinades or anything.
Can we rewind to why you love going on the weekend specifically?
Because it's festive and all the sample people are there on the weekend.
Oh, it's the sample part. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a little crowded for me.
Oh,
at that time on the weekend.
What I learned yesterday is if you go early on a Sunday, it is less crowded. It gets more crowded as the day goes on. And I think it is more crowded on Saturday.
I did send Allison like a 4:30 a.m. I can't sleep text. And what's the best coffee in Aspen? And so I told her one place. I'm like, oh, well, so-and-so said that, what's it called? Paradise Bakery.
Paradise Bakery
is really good. Jam. And you're like, you're like, it's a little bit of a zoo. And I was like, not at 6:30.
That's a good point. Yeah. That place is a zoo though. But it's on this nice little square. It's so cute. But anyway, you're in Aspen, you're going to go hike the Ute Trail.
Yeah, I do pretty much everything you tell me to do. So
it's like 3000 vertical feet of switchbacks, but you can just go to Ute Rock, which is only 1000 feet, I guess. That one is like that part of it. If you do just that part, I think it's about an hour and a half round trip. Maybe you can do it
easy
faster.
Day.
Yeah. I wouldn't do the whole thing. Are you going to go fly? Are you going to go fly fishing? With Chad?
No. Today?
In general.
I definitely can't today. And we leave tomorrow at noon. So anything we do is just, you know, first thing in the morning.
Okay. So the hike. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do the hike.
I think you should stay longer. That's such a short period of time.
Oh, I know. There's just a lot going on.
Okay. Well, what else do you have for me? Oh, yeah. My Sunday fun day. I was telling you about.
Oh, yes. Continue.
I don't know.
Go on.
Oh, Central Market. So I made these sliders yesterday that are so good. Okay, so first I was telling you about Lillian's salad dressing. So here's what you do. You get a block of feta cheese. You get a carton of like little cherry type tomatoes, like the little angels or whatever. And you put it in a little Pyrex. You put the feta cheese in the middle, you put the tomatoes around it, and then you cover the whole thing with this Lillian salad dressing stuff, and then you shake red pepper flakes on top and put it in the oven at 400 to 425 until this, like, for like 25 or 30 minutes until the tomatoes blister. And then you stir it up and put it like in a bowl and eat it with either those little like round toast things, or this one around on TikTok for a while, but it was with pasta, which does not work and is a bad idea. But this is the best thing. And every time I serve it at my house, which I did yesterday, everybody eats it.
So you and I both do this where we'll be like, I don't know, between 400 and 425, between 25 and 30 minutes. And that drives my mom crazy. Is it 400 or 425? Which one is it? Either works. You'll get there.
I know. My sister asked me for a recipe last week for this dish I make called meatballs and rice that we learned from my dad's mom. My dad ate it growing up. It's like the most Midwestern thing to eat ever. And I sent her like five lines of how to make it. And she was like, what is this? Mom, can you please send me a real recipe? And I was like, I sent you the recipe.
It's like when I called you and was like, I need your margarita recipe. You're like, I hate to disappoint you.
Yeah. No, I was like, pour some tequila in the blender, then pour some Cointreau, less Cointreau than you put tequila, then pour some lime juice, or squeeze some lime juice. My alarm just
went too hard on the tequila. We ended up having to add ice back. That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to put a lot of ice. Then you fill the whole thing up with ice. So it's like a lot of tequila, then a little bit of Cointreau, then lime juice till it's cloudy, then fill the rest of the blender with ice. And it's so good. But you know what else is important is you have to start on the lowest setting and then go up to the highest.
Well, it was like one of those Margaritaville machines. I mean, I don't know that there were settings. I also wasn't really doing
Made to blend ice. But if you just use a Ninja blender, which I have and I love, you just start on the lower setting and then you move up to the higher setting. And that ensures that you don't have a bunch of like crunchy ice at the end. I don't know why it works that way, but it is.
So I wish you could see me right now in this closet next to the ski gear holding my the original microphone that we used from our very first podcast that no one actually heard when we were sitting in your closet back when there was no clothes in there.
It's so loving. What does the ski gear smell like? Does it smell like skiing? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know how ski gear has like the smell of ski gear?
Yes. Yes. But also you were like, that's so loving. How's the ski gear smell? That's
I do not have any nostalgia about that microphone. Although I do love when we would go in my closet and lay on the floor and drink wine and record a podcast
that was never released.
Like I was going to go back and edit like 4 hours of content. I cannot even now edit 50 minutes of content. So we're down to 20 minute episodes because that's all we can really do.
I feel like Tinks with this little thing.
Okay, smell the ski gear.
I'm smelling it.
Does it smell like the winter? Does it smell like your parents like getting you all bundled up and trucking you out in uncomfortable ski boots to the lift with your skis over your shoulder?
You got to remember, most of the skiing I did was as an adult. Like, I went to college in a place where we skied multiple days a week. We used to have Bodie Miller Fridays. Because the kids I went to school with either A, grew up in like Colorado skiing in Aspen, or B, grew up skiing in the Alps, and they were very, very good skiers. And I was like, well, here we go.
Fancy.
And it was super fun. So every Friday, we'd have a case of beer and we would race to the bottom, drink a beer, take the lift back up, race to the bottom, and we'd have a DD drive us home. It was great.
This is college?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Lila went to Cornell, in case you didn't know.
Where it was freezing cold. If it's gonna be cold, Greek Peak was the name of the terrible little, you know, ski hill. And then occasionally we'd actually ski on campus. Man, I was such a jerk. I would, you know, make the underclassmen sit in my Jeep and we would ski from the top of the slope to the bottom and then they'd drive us back up.
Wow.
I had an interesting night last night. So we have a wonderful woman named Judy who's in her 80s. When I first met her, her husband had passed recently. And Bob's waiting at the bar in heaven for me with a martini. And so Chad and I make a lot of efforts to spend time with her. And she has a lovely home in Aspen, which she bought 35 years ago for $400,000. And you know what it's valued at now? I was like, interesting. Chad, quick math, please. What is that? What is that ROI over time? I'm also curious of how much that has gone up in the last 2 years. But nevertheless, Aspen's like full of Houston people, which I knew inherently, but she drove us around and gave us a tour. It was like, this is so-and-so's house. This is so-and-so's house. And there were all of these people from Houston. So anyway, she invited a friend of hers over for cocktails last night. I was on the phone doing some family stuff. And so Chad was entertaining these two lovely ladies. And Chad comes out, or I come out, and they're like, Lila, I heard that you know Jay, who's a friend from Houston who went to Duke and we lived in New York, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, how did that come up? And so he's in the clean energy business. I ran a solar company. And then I said something about, did he go to Duke with him? No, they went to this private school in Houston.
Where's the story going? What is happening right now? Okay.
Anyway, the shortest version, her son was my class at Exeter.
This other
Charlie
woman.
Dunlap. Yes.
Her son is Jay. It turns out Jay is the son Jay of and friend.
Jay, no,
of the woman.
I was like, are you Jay's? No, I was like, are you Jay's mom who also comes to Aspen? And she was like, no, Jay and my son Charlie were good friends. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. So then anyway.
Did you know Jay parents, or Charlie?
Yes, yes. I was like, do you know Charlie Dunlap?
In Kingwood?
No, neither. Charlie I knew from Exeter. And I was like, Charlie, he was so nice. I'm like, I'm sure he is still nice. But so anyway, she took a photo of the two of us to send to Charlie, who lives in London, has three kids. And I was like, just so you know, I have no idea what Charlie will say about me. It could be that I was really nice. It could be that I was a jerk. So.
Well, what did Charlie say?
Charlie said that was very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Because she sent me a text.
That's because Charlie's nice.
Morning saying so.
Not because you're nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the way that works. Yep. Wait, do you remember people that you didn't like when you were younger? And do you remember why you didn't like them?
Probably because they were mean to me.
No, so you do remember people who were
like,
mean.
Define younger. Like there was this one kid in middle school who always used to steal my wallet. I thought he sucked.
I remember people that I didn't like in middle school.
Okay, tell me everything.
I don't remember people that I didn't like in college. There were these girls in middle school who called me bad names because their boyfriends liked me and were people they thought should be their boyfriends. I don't really know what was happening. But this was like right near the edge of when you could have caller ID. Do you remember when someone would call your home phone? And there was a little box by your phone that showed you who was calling, right?
Yep.
And they would block their number.
Yeah, star something, star
6-7.
Before you'd call. Yep.
And then, anyway, so my dad picked up the phone. And they thought they were really smart that they had blocked their number. And they were like, Mr. Ball.
I can only imagine how Bill would handle this whole thing.
Your daughter's effing. I mean, it was really bad. Apologies to anybody.
Really?
Young. I mean, a WHOR. They called me this to my father. Allison picks up the phone at the other line of the house, which was my line, and calls the house line where I know that they're staying, and it's busy. So I was able to like triangulate who it was. And we like.
Where was your mom during all of this?
Sitting in the living room beside herself. So we were able to call the parents, like confronted them. The girls like came over and apologized, which was like horribly awkward.
Wow.
They were like crying. Like it was, the whole thing was awful. And
I kind of love that they were crying.
I remember all their names, first and last. I remember everything about them. No, I'm not going to say them. They may have like moved on to like have lives and they don't want to be held to account for things that they did in middle school. I mean, they were terrible humans when they were children. But you know, children are kind of like terrible humans.
Oh yeah, my mom taught 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, exactly.
The 7th and 8th grade girls are very mean.
These are 8th grade girls. So, but then there are people that I got in fights with in college and I could not tell you who
Define
they were
fight.
And I could not tell, like there was some reason we didn't like them. Like they did something to me or they did something to my like I cannot even explain what it might have been. And even worse, I don't remember who it was that I didn't like or why. So people will tell me, my friends, I'll say, oh, did you see so-and-so? I saw that they were at that wedding. And my friend will be like, you hate that girl, remember? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't hate anybody. Do you think I'm just like senile? Or like, what's the story? Because, or maybe I just don't care. Maybe the thing was so stupid to begin with.
Maybe there was alcohol involved and you were, you know, in college and you've moved on with your life.
I don't know, but it's like, these are people that like I had a beef with, you know?
I can only imagine.
At any rate.
But I also feel like your beefs are like, will be big at that moment and then you've moved on. Like, I don't think that the view is someone who holds grudges.
I'm not someone who holds grudges. As it turns out, I cannot even hold grudges because I can't even remember why I was mad at people. and when I do, when it does get explained to me, it is also true that I do not care. And I am like, oh, that, okay, whatever. That was 1,000 years ago. But yeah, I move on pretty quickly. Anyway. All right. Do you have anything else for me? Because it is 5 minutes till my first call. I'm speaking to a young man whose summer internship has fallen through. See if I can find something interesting or brainstorm with him about it.
Interessante. Well, if they're any good, throw them my way.
Oh, good point. This person's into tech and computer science.
Oh, great.
It's like an actual really smart person. No, it's a really smart person.
Are you saying that we don't hire really smart people?
No, I'm saying I would only send you a really smart person.
Yes.
Like, this is a person that you might actually want to meet, and I didn't even think about that.
Great. I love when we really collab on things. It just makes life so much easier.
I know. I'm coming up with so many business ideas for you. If you want more than one line of business.
All right. I'm on this new mindset of like, we have to go buy a house in whatever the next Aspen's going to be.
The new Aspen's going to be Aspen. We just need to bite the bullet and get invested in Aspen. Dollar cost averaging buying an Aspen. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I would like
the lights went out in the closet.
Are you waving your hand above your head? Is it like also a motion detector?
No, the door is open. I don't know.
It's probably a motion thing. At some point, it probably just like turns off in case someone left the door open and the light stayed on.
I'm gonna send you a photo of how old this thing is. Okay. Well, you crush your day.
Okay. Go smell some ski gear and really enjoy Aspen. It's so special. You need to go to Silver City tonight. It's a wild bar. You need to take a picture on a saddle and send it to me.
I'm going to do whatever my boss tells me to do.
Let's be honest. He's not going to be telling you anything at midnight.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, it's also 1 a.m. my body clock time. But okay.
Silver City. Okay. Have the best day.
All right. You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Hell or High Ranch Water. Follow us on Instagram to see evidence of our latest adventures.